But you're never
body. Service safe.
This is your last chance.
And I do think...
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember... All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The system is set up for us to be distracted, to have to take the word of the CDC.
The system has forced them into, you will do this, you will do this, you will do this. The government says this, so that's all I'm going to do. I did my part, you can't sue me, I wasn't right, I wasn't wrong, but I did what they said.
There's a reason that they're asking us to stay inside a box. And why is that?
And so we have this guideline-driven mindset that has really been the demise of the critical thinking physician. And it's sad because it's to the detriment of the patient.
These hospital institutions and corporations are tied to the federal government for their reimbursement during the COVID emergency. If they don't play by the federal government rules, they are stuck with the bill.
We've been playing whack-a-mole with the shot and, you know, booster, 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 but it's the wrong booster to the wrong protein and the wrong virus at this point.
The system's set up to make money and not always do what's best for the patients. And that's what it comes down to. We don't want to, as physicians, believe that these entities, these corporations that we're tied to, could not have altruistic motives all the time in mind. But that's just the facts.
They don't want you to have the cure. They want you to have the injection.
I just scratch my head and think somebody's drinking a lot of Kool-Aid somewhere because this doesn't make any scientific sense.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It's your boy here, Scott, from Woke Societies with episode number 107. Durham is on the hunt, and he is making big moves. Big moves. And guys, I got a packed full episode for you guys today. We're going to be all over the place. We're going to be talking about Biden's bleeding out. His political bleed out is continuing to happen. He has no political capital whatsoever. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the James O'Keefe videos, and we're going to talk about these two guys that work, that investigate taxes, how these are whistleblowers, and we have confirmation that Durham also interviewed these guys, and it all ties together. And we're going to be going back to a Q drop today. Amazing. We haven't done that in probably over a year and a half now. So there is so much to cover as always. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on Twitch, on DLive, on Rumble, and of course, the best online family, the Foxhole.app. Thank you guys for hanging out. What's up, everybody? And also, everyone over on Odyssey. Great to see everybody here. It's going to be one of those episodes, fam. You're going to want to stay in for the entire hour and a half today. It's going to fly by. it's going to fly by. We have some major, major winning to cover today, not just with what's going on with Biden, but also what's going on with the Democratic Party in general out in the Loudonville schools. And also, states turning on to the National Board of Education in response to Merrick Garland's letter threatening parents. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious, ladies and gentlemen. But first, before we get into all that, let's get into today's sponsor. Then we're going to jump around the news blitz, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get into it right now. From Breakthrough M to Alula Wellness, a word from my mom's business on losing some weight. Let's do it.
Hello, Woke Society team. Thank you for supporting my son and being an individual that thinks for themselves. I'm Nan, owner and founder of Breakthrough M2 Weight Loss to Wellness. Over the last 9 years, we have helped over 12,000 people lose thousands of pounds and reach their weight loss goal in a very safe, effective, and fast way. Carmen, one of your fellow Woke members, just came off the program, and after 5.5 weeks, she lost 21 pounds. She did not think that it would work the way we said, but she was happily surprised. The results you see with our clients are typical. So get out your skinny jeans and visit BreakthroughM2.com for more information. And for being a Woke listener, you will receive a $20 discount when you mention that to our phone consult expert. So visit BreakthroughM2.com or call 845-713-4320.
And there you guys have it. Use code WOKE2021 to get yourselves some discount off that weight loss program. It works. And I know Paul Thaddeus is down a ton of weight out in the chat. And thank you to DarthQ369 for the can. Nothing to stop what is coming. Guys, I'm telling you, we got some big, big news to cover. And it's a great direction to see where Durham is going. It's going to blow your minds. FruitPat1111 with a cookie. Thank you so much. And Heather with a cookie. Hello, fam. Great to see everybody. And Paul Thaddeus with that cookie. Thank you guys so much. Keep those gold pills pouring in and keep the donations flowing. Thank you guys so much. And I see you all out there also sharing the Cash App. Please, to my mod, share that Cash App throughout the show on all the platforms, DLive, everything. As the show goes on, thank you again to all my mods as well for always coming in here, guys. Let's get into the news blitz, shall we? We have a lot to cover. All right, first we're going to be going out to Florida from the Epic Times here. Florida jobs grow at 3x U.S. rate, report shows. Jobs in Florida are growing much faster than national rate, according to a September employment report. The office of Governor Ron DeSantis estimated the job growth at 3x that of the nation. Florida has recorded 17 months of continued private sector job growth, and the Sunshine State gained 84,500 jobs in September, with 73,000 of those in the private sector, according to the governor's office. The figures showed an increase of 5.6% compared to the same time last year. Guys, this is just another big F you to the Biden regime that still wants to lock down states, that still wants to carry out these vaccine mandates. And Ron DeSantis is doing it again. And he's bringing that job growth, especially in the private sector, by 5.6%. Shout out to the Floridians out there, guys. You guys got yourself a winner. Because not just that's not just that Florida's governor is doing well. Let's also go to Texas. The Texas governor, you guys know I'm not too much of a big fan on, but still, this is good news. Texas governor signs bill banning transgender girls from female sports and schools. This is coming from Reuters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday signed into law a bill banning transgender girls from participating in female sports at public schools, joining a wave of similar measures emerging from the Republican-controlled state houses across the country. This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. The more these weeks and months drag on, the more that we are going to continue to stacking up these wins. The more that these middling Democrats that are kind of like, yeah, we just hate Trump, we're going for Joe Biden. Now they're realizing they fucked up. They realize they're going to have to get 10 jabs to continue to live a normal life. And many people, they're tired of the woke bullshit. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. And Texas Governor Abbott is sending another shot to the lefty agenda. And it's going to trigger the fuck out of them. But at least you guys are doing, he's doing some things right. I got to give him credit where credit is due. And also from AJ Plus from Twitter, the judge in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial says lawyers cannot call the two people he killed, quote, victims. Rittenhouse killed two people and wounded another with an AR-15 style weapon. The judge says victim is too loaded, but will let lawyers call them rioters, looters, or arsonists. Ladies and gentlemen, I was watching clips of this judge. He is not playing games with the prosecution here at all. he knows what's happening here, and he was torching the prosecutors that are going after Kyle Rittenhouse, pretty much saying, let's stop calling these people victims. And he's saying it's a two-loaded word, because let's call them what they are, rioters, looters, and arsonists. The prosecution is trying to sway the jury with the wording of these people, and it's not going to work, and the judge ain't having it. It's a good sign for Kyle Rittenhouse. Hopefully things will get cleared up, and he can get the hell out of there. And also, as the tyranny continues to go on out in Australia, this is a screenshot from the coronavirus.vic.gov website out of Australia. What is the maximum penalty for children not wearing a face covering when required? Children who do not wear a face mask when required and do not have a lawful reason or excuse to be fined, ladies and gentlemen, this is for children not wearing masks, not even adults. $40 for children age under 15 years and $80 for children age between 15 and 18 years. Can you imagine? Can you imagine going out with your children and getting fined by a police officer per child, and depending on their age, $40 to $80 per child because they're not wearing masks? Australia, it's been a while. They are no longer a free country, and they are living truly under the medical tyranny boot. And I don't know how they're going to get out of it. Keep them in prayers, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good. Let's go from Australia to over to China. From Insider Paper, Chinese developer Modern Land becomes fourth real estate company to default. We've been talking about this a little bit, just a little bit, but Modern Land China Company, a Chinese developer that used green tech real estate projects, has become the latest builder to default, adding the nation's record for offshore bonds from its borrowers. According to a filing on Tuesday, the Singapore Stock Exchange, where the bond is listed, the company failed to pay interest on and principal on a $250 million bond, ladies and gentlemen. And banks have reduced their exposure to the sector as a result of this crackdown. And the companies have not used the offshore bond market over a year. And ladies and gentlemen, the ways around bringing this up, we've heard about Evergrande. Despite such moves, Evergrande's missed payments and defaults by smaller rivals have sparked fears of contagion across China's $50 trillion financial system in recent weeks. I bring this up, guys, because I'm not too sure how strong China really is behind that military that they have. The economy seems to be tanking. This is the fourth company that's not going to be paying up, and they're calling this a contagion, meaning this could be going to other industries as well in their market, which is going to tank it. Not going to be good for China. So it wouldn't surprise me if there is a new war started to get the attention off of this, get some more efforts going after Taiwan. Just my hunch, but it's not good for China. And I just don't think they're as strong as we think they are. Not that their military is anything weak, but China is overall not as strong as a country as I thought originally. From the Daily Wire, this is a screenshot how it started. You guys all remember when Biden was bragging about how the cost of a hot dog or 4th of July barbecue is down 14 cents or 16 cents. Well, that's how it started. How's it going? I'll tell you how it's going. This was a tweet here from MSNBC of them talking about this year's Thanksgiving will be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday. We went really, really far from 16-cent hot dogs to gas easily almost $3-4 across the country, rising inflation, and Thanksgiving being the most expensive meal to date this year for a holiday dinner. Guys, we know where this is going. People are going to be waking up when they can't get their food because it's too damn expensive. Welcome to the show, Democrats and normies. We've been telling you for a while. Get on the fucking boat now while you can. And guys, I'm so sorry. This one breaks my heart to report this from Technofog. The FDA committee has approved the Pfizer vaccine emergency use authorization for kids ages 5 through 11. The day has come. The day has come. They're coming for our kids. And in making this decision, the FDA conceded does not know the long-term risk to these kids. And there's a video of it, guys. It's a 7-second clip. I'm going to play this twice. I want you guys to hear this. For all the parents that still have kids in public schools, I would really start to really think about other options and getting other options prepared, because I can tell you right now, the schools are going to vaccine mandate any day. Listen to this shit, though.
But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes.
Going to play that again.
But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it.
We're never going to learn how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's what that man said. The FDA, and guys, I saw the screenshot of the votes for yes, no, undecided. It was 17 votes to push this shit through Not one person voted no in the FDA. It's going to get real ugly very soon. When they start coming after the kids, when they start jabbing the kids, it's going to get ugly. I don't know what it's going to turn into, but again, emergency use authorization for something that barely affects children. Barely affects children. And I asked in my Telegram today, where's the evidence that this is going to end the pandemic by giving kids the vaccine? Where's the evidence? Where's the science? I can tell you guys right now, it's zero. It's zero. And that's where it's going to continue to stay. It's absolutely sick. Let's go over to Enos Cantor over here on Twitter, nuking the Chinese narrative. I love this. He is an NBA player. We all know the NBA loves China. And we all know about Nike's slave labor. He calls out Nike and tags them. To the owner of Nike, Phil Knight, how about I book plane tickets for us and let's fly to China together? We can try to visit these slave labor camps and you can see it with your own eyes. Tags King James. And of course, and another player here says, you guys are welcome to come too. And this is the shoes that he was rocking. Look at this. Hypocrite Nike with bloodstains all over it. Modern day slaves, and he was wearing this on the court. I would love to know what LeBron James, if anything, if he's going to say anything about Enos Cantor here, because it would be really, 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 really interesting to see where they go with that. But shout out to Enos Cantor for calling out China, because not many people are doing this, but a lot of people are starting to step up more, and it's great to see. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to give a shout out to MAGA. Well, this movement is wrecking the records. And the music, check this out. Let's Go Brandon featuring Tyson James and Chandler Crump by Bryson Gray, number one. And now number two, taking out Adele again. Let's Go Brandon. Loza Alexander dropping Adele to number three, even further down. We have a number one and a number two song on Apple Music, their charts. And the left is absolutely ringing over this right now. It is absolutely hysterical. This is why, guys, they can never stop what's coming. They're not going to stop this movement. They can't stop us. And we're going to dive into all that today, guys. I'm telling you, I have so much good news for you. It's going to be a great day. And oh, shit. Sorry, I don't know how that got on my computer. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. This is Kamala Harris holding up a Joe Biden, looking at a girl pretty promiscuously. How did these get on here? No idea. Oh, this one's good too. Let's check this one out. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your News Blitz. Oh, man, guys. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Thank you all so much for the gold pill donations. I appreciate it. Atlas with a cookie. Ready to fight? I am, too. You guys are going to be all jacked up today. All jacked up. There is great news all around, and it doesn't have too much to do with COVID. Not too much to do with Dr. Fauci. I know the puppy story was really upset, and I know, Belushi, you're out there. I know about your case. You told everybody here. I got nothing but prayers for you because I know there's a lot. There's got to be thousands of other parents that are going through this right now, having to fight with exes or, you know, family courts, and one party wants the vax, the other one doesn't. I can't imagine. That's tough, man. That's tough. I got nothing but prayers for you, and I'm glad you fought. You fought, you fought, you fought. You did what you could. Let's just pray, man. That's all we can do. And it's great to see White Hat out here. Thanks for stopping by, my friend. Blue Shoe the Cookie, they already got my older boys. My clips are loaded. And White Hat with the can. Thank you guys so much for the gold pills. Keep them coming in through on Fox. So you guys know what to do over there. D-Live with the lemons. Rumble Rants. You guys can also donate through the chat as well. It's all appreciated. It all goes the same place. And of course, you guys got the Cash App that you can still donate to. Thank you all for hanging out. We have a packed full show to get into. We're going to start with the James O'Keefe story because it's going to lead right into everything as to the bloodbath that the midterms are going to be with these Democrats. And Phil Murphy got exposed, and he got exposed hard. So I'll see you guys on the other side of the intro. And that, after that, we get into Durham, and we get into a whole bunch of other shit. It's going to be a fun show. I'll see you guys on the other side of the intro.
If we come back here in a couple of weeks, or we're having this conversation at Thanksgiving, you look at the first 10 months only, of this administration, you will see the most successful first-year presidential agenda since FDR. Period, full stop.
Thanks for tuning in to the land of the real, but it's like the Twilight Zone, the plan is surreal. It'll blow your mind when the plan is revealed. Bring your thoughts to light, all the plans they conceal. Grab your flashlight, it's time to go down the rabbit hole. It's dark and hell is hot, dealing with satanic souls. The tide is turning, patriots are now in control. Apply aggressive pressure right now until they fold. Stay woke, open up guys and keep them peeled. All they do is lie, realize not everything is real. So project looking glass, the future is revealed. Future proves past, but there won't be any deals. Woke society stand, you know it's time to go. Grab your popcorn, sit back now, enjoy the show. Severe and non on the mic, so come on, enjoy the flow. The wave is rising and you know it's only gonna grow.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're all ready for some winning. Welcome into the show, guys. It's your host here, Scott from Woke Societies, the live stream and podcast. And sorry to my BitChute guys and also my my podcast guys. I just have had no time after the shows to upload. I'm going to start doing it this week, and we'll be back on track with all that. Rise of Tire, great to see you, friend. Much love, Woke fam. Dropping the link for the Woke Societies merch out there. I appreciate that. And Rocky Raccoon also with a cookie. Thanks, Scott. You guys are going to be in for a fantastic episode today. So let's jump right into it. Looks like I'm missing something on my screen here. I don't know what happened to my logo. That's weird. That's really real. Oh, wait, hold on. Did I take it off by accident? No, that's weird. I didn't even notice that till now. Okay. All right. I don't know. I'll have to fix that later. Either way, let's jump right into it, guys. I know a lot of you might have seen this already, but I want to get into the James O'Keefe. I want to get into James O'Keefe here exposing Phil Murphy's. This is the senior advisor to Phil Murphy. And we know for a long time that a lot of these politicians, they give you these promises up front, and then they don't do what they tell you they're going to do, and they just completely do everything that you don't want them to do. This is the case here. I want you guys to watch this because the video right after this is James O'Keefe confronting Miss Martinez here, and it's absolutely glorious. Let's take a watch.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that shit. My rights, my shit.
Once you know, yeah, but when? It's like, all right, guns blazing, like who cares? I'm in it. Let's do the mandates. Let's do this, the next way.
Project Veritas has obtained hidden camera recordings inside Governor Phil Murphy's campaign, including from a senior advisor who admits to hiding information from voters until after the election in order to appeal to undecided and moderate voters.
Pero ¿cómo así los mandates?
La vaccine mandates. Como California, que está el mandato que todo el mundo tiene que tener la vacuna.
Lo va a hacer, pero no puede hacer, no podía hacerlo antes de la elección.
Exacto.
Porque si no se tira todo no el mundo. Independent y los undecideds.
Uh-huh. The independent decideds would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that shit. My rights, my shit. And they don't care that they kill everybody.
Well, that's good to know.
There
then,
it is.
That after he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now, it's about him winning. It'll be fine.
This appears to be a top-down understanding. Matthew Urquijo, a manager for New Jersey Forward, which is a campaign project funded by the Democratic State Committee of New Jersey, he echoes the same sentiment.
Do you think he'll do something about that, like the vaccine mandates and stuff?
I think so. I think the problem is right now, because it's election season, he's not going to have people say, like, we're going to have a mandate now. You know, stuff's, for some people, it's going to piss them off. I think once you know we have a win, it's like, all right, guns blazing, like, who cares? I mean, let's do the mandates, let's do this, the next way.
So you think if he talks about mandates for vaccines now, he won't get elected because it's a lot of pushback?
But I think there's some people that, you know, might push back.
If politicians stood as firmly behind their stances as we're led to believe, then why do they feel the need to hide this information from voters? We look forward to hearing from the Phil Murphy campaign, and we look forward to releasing the next installment inside of Phil Murphy's campaign very soon.
So that got exposed. And this election, I didn't even realize this election is November 3rd. November 3rd coming up this month. I didn't realize the election for New Jersey was coming up that quick. I thought it was next year. But this has got to have New Jersey residents pretty infuriated, because we know this stuff goes on, but when you actually see it and when it actually happens in front of you with the people using their words and they're caught on camera with it, it really makes you really pissed off. I know Tom's pretty fired up about this. But Mike Montana with a cookie. Thank you. I've had COVID the last 2 weeks, just a bad cold, and doing fine now. No vax. Great, my friend. Glad you're recovering. And yeah, you don't want that jab. Fuck that. So it's gonna be interesting to see how this affects the Democratic machine out there in New Jersey, because it's corrupt. It's just as corrupt as any other state out there as far as the voting and what these scumbag traitors do. And you see the disdain that this woman has clearly for anyone that wants to think for themselves, want freedom. It's their rights. It's their rights in their and shit. Like, we don't have any. Like, we don't have any as citizens of this country rights. Spoken like a true communist, and that is Phil Murphy's senior advisor. That tells you everything that you need to hear. So check this out. This was Project Veritas. Again, James O'Keefe confronting this woman, Wendy Martinez, and look what goes down. She blames a car accident that didn't happen to try to get away. It's absolutely hilarious. Check this out.
Wendy Martinez?
Yes.
I'm James O'Keefe with Project Veritas, and you're on hidden camera saying Phil Murphy is going to institute vaccine mandates, but we'll wait until after he's elected. This is you on video here.
Lo va a hacer, pero no puede hacer, no podía hacerlo antes de la elección.
Exacto.
Porque si no se tira todo el mundo. Independent y lo undecided. Mm-hmm.
The independent decided would not vote for him if he did the banding.
Because they're into all that My rights, my
My rights, my
My rights, my So you're effectively saying the independents are you're gonna have to deceive.
Can I attend to my car? Somebody just hit my car. I just got into the car accident.
Did you?
Someone hit my car.
Where is the act? Show me.
Okay.
No, why do we have to lie to voters to get elected?
I am not going to discuss that.
Well, you've already discussed
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
You've already discussed
thank
it. You're on hidden camera.
Thank you.
My question is, why do we have to lie to the voters
you.
To get elected?
Nobody hit your car.
Oh, that was
nobody hit your car.
My question for you is, ma'am,
you're very good.
Why do we have to lie to the undecideds and independents to get elected? You're a senior advisor of the Phil Murphy campaign. Why do you feel the need to deceive the voters? How do you sleep at night? That's right. Run away from the cameras. What a brave person you are. Shake your head, because I'm just quoting you. There you have Wendy Martinez, senior advisor of Phil Murphy. Obviously in a state of shock, caught on tape, nothing to say, shaking her head. This is part one of the installment. We have another installment of Wendy coming Wednesday, that's tomorrow, where we show her talking about other things she wants to hide from the voters in New Jersey. This is a common theme, especially in purple states, red states. Democrats tend to have to not tell the voters what they actually think fully in order to win the election. And then they're going to do all the things they don't want the voters to know before they were elected.
After he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now it's about him winning.
So this is a common theme, and we'll see more of this tomorrow. Reporting from Newark, New Jersey, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas Action.
I love it, fam. I love it. And I know there's a couple of black people, black-pilled people in the chat that are just negative. Nothing's going to happen from this. Nothing's going to change. So, okay, even if that's the case, what do we give up? We just stop exposing these people? No, we're going to keep doing it, even if nothing does change. I'm sure it's going to change some of the outcomes maybe a little bit. Maybe it'll change everything. We have no idea. We're at a different point here in our history to be giving up and being blackpilled at this point. But it's great to see that James O'Keefe exposed this person, because now we have on camera exactly how these people think and operate, and it's actually said out loud, and it's on camera this time. It's not just speculation, but it's so good to see, because there's a reason why I wanted to show you this, because not just because it's Project Veritas, but because the Democrats are going to have to severely lie to the people. Not that they don't do this already, but they're going to have to be, they're playing the middle right now because they know elections are coming up. So they're being very careful with their rhetoric right now. Very careful with cutting down freedoms more. Oh, no, we're not going to talk about vaccine mandates statewide, mandatory. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that after we win, and then we're going to come down with the boot on your neck. That's how these people are operating. Because they know they're going to get dragged. They're going to get thrashed come midterms. I'm telling you. And I want you guys to see this, because I'm going to have some fake news articles here showing you the panic that I'm seeing from CNBC. Business groups ask White House to delay Biden COVID vaccine mandate until after the holidays. I wonder why they want to do this, and telling them they want to wait to do these mandates until after the holidays. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the holidays. I think it has everything to do with these upcoming elections, and that's what they're trying to pump out to the masses as much as they can here. The White House officials at the OMB are meeting with industry lobbyists as it conducts the final review of President Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate. And it's absolutely going to shit. Worry that President Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for private companies could cause a mass exodus of employees. Business groups are pleading with the White House to delay the rule until after the holiday season. These guys are worried. They're absolutely worried about this. I love it. Alice with a cookie. We're not blackpilled. We are just tired of seeing hundreds of criminals get away with it every day. Alice, I wasn't talking about you or anyone else in general. I'm just saying it's okay. I'm right there with you. I want these people to go down too. But I don't like the whole, nothing's going to happen attitude, because that to me is a victim attitude, and we're just giving up and we can't do that. That's all I'm saying. And Ramona also, thank you so much for the cookie. I appreciate that. So they're begging. they're begging with Biden. Please do not piss off any more of the people any more than you already have. There's already mass exoduses of people coming out of these jobs already. We can't do it. Please just wait. And they're saying it's because of the holidays. I don't think it has anything to do with the holidays. It has everything to do with these elections coming up. And now I want to read you guys a New York Times article that came out. This came out today. And I want you guys to really pay attention to this, because there is a big, big race going on right now in Virginia. The governor out there is trying to win, the one out in Loudoun-Ville County that's saying that is going on the premise with putting signs over the state saying that they want to keep parents out of the classroom. Check this out. In Virginia governor race, Biden barely rates a mention. Terry McAuliffe attacks Trump but avoids talking about his Democratic ally in the White House, pointing up a vulnerability for the party next Tuesday and beyond. Pay attention to this, ladies and gentlemen. In Terry McAuliffe's tough fight for a new term as Virginia's governor, he has been striving to frame the election as a referendum on a president, just not the one who is currently sitting in the Oval Office. For weeks, Mr. McAuliffe has made little mention of President Biden, said using his campaign rallies, media interviews, and millions of dollars in campaign advertising to make the race all about former President Donald Trump. They still want to talk about Trump more than they want to talk about Biden. I wonder why. In a way, Mr. Biden scheduled campaign stop with Mr. McAuliffe Tuesday evening as part of the last week effort to energize Democratic voters, highlights just how little he has been present in the race at all. And guys, I don't know if you've been following these videos of McAuliffe here, but Biden, not even Biden, Obama was out there trying to drum up some voting. And I think maybe a couple hundred people showed up just for Obama alone, which is absolutely hilarious. They have no support. It's like Biden's circle tape election rallies to try to draw up any kind of support. There's no support. There's no one showing up for this dude. The delicate distance Mr. McAuliffe has put between his campaign and the president his friend of 4 decades who Mr. McCall helped carry Virginia by 10 points just a year ago underscores a difficult reality for Democrats looking anxiously ahead to the midterm elections next year. With his moderate art of the possible politics, Mr. Biden fails to rouse anywhere near the same numbers throughout his 4 years in office, nor has Mr. Biden's months of Democratic infighting on Capitol Hill over the president's dwindling domestic ambitions. His infrastructure deal has crumbled. All of his bullshit is crumbling. And he needs something to bring to his Democratic base right now, and he's not getting it. So rather, in an off-year election with outsized national importance, Mr. Biden has loomed on as the unnamed president just off stage, largely ignored in favor of his predecessor, though his own performance is a major factor in the closeness of the race and can play a big role in its outcome. And I want to read this, guys. This is the most important thing out of this article. I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked that the New York Times is putting this out. Democrats reject the idea that the race is a referendum on Mr. Biden's presidency, but there is widespread acquiescence to the idea that the party's fortunes are yoked to his standing, a shift in strategy from 2010 to 2014 midterms, when a number of Democratic candidates for competitive seats distanced themselves from a former President Barack Obama. This, in turn, has sent waves of anxiety through the Democratic circles as lawmakers prepare for what are expected to be difficult congressional campaigns coming in 2022. Guys, this tells me they are afraid of what's going to be coming in 2022, or they're going to have to cheat really, really hard to see if they can outbid, outvote, outcheat the populist movement that is building and is building every single day. Now, the article goes on to say, I don't know if it's a referendum on Biden. Exactly. It's just a general feeling of not understanding why nothing can get done, said John Morgan, a Florida trial lawyer and top donor to both Mr. Biden and Mr. McAuliffe. He said he largely blamed congressional Democrats for the tightening of this race in Virginia. The party is single-handedly torpedoing Terry McAuliffe, Mr. Morgan said. And I think that if Terry loses, Democrats just need to grab a hold of themselves because the midterms are going to be a bloodbath. These are donors of Ms. McAuliffe saying that they know the midterms are going to be a bloodbath just based on what's happening to Terry McAuliffe out in Virginia. Virginia's off-year elections do not always accurately foreshadow the midterm results. Mr. McAuliffe won in 2013, defying the state's pattern of electing a governor, probably cheated to get in. And many fatigued Democratic voters now simply want to tune out the national politics altogether. I wonder why that would be. Democrats just want to turn it off. And I know that's true because there's some in my circle that just don't want anything to do with the culture war. They don't want to do anything with voting. They don't want to talk about Trump. They don't want to talk about Biden. They don't want to talk about jabs. They don't want to talk about nothing. They're super quiet because they know Trump was right about literally everything. But strategists in both parties say Mr. Biden's early struggles and lack of enthusiasm around his presidency could be a decisive factor. Yeah, no shit. Biden's going to destroy this entire party, and Democrats know 2022, it's going to be a bloodbath. And on top of that, Trump's going to be coming 2024, or who knows? Who knows when he's coming? But it's going to be amazing to see how this all plays out. Heather July dropping me cookie bombs over here. Boogie! Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And Diddy style, of course, coming in hot with 5,517 gold pills. Durham, Durham, Durham. I bet you snuck up and said Durham in a Dems ear, they'd start to shit themselves. Absolutely, my friend. Texas Q Patriot, thanks so much for these shades. My favorite. Thanks, my man. And thanks so much for hanging out here with me. We have so much to cover, guys. But I want to tee this up to a perfect symphony of great news for you guys, because I am seeing a bloodletting of the Democratic Party, and I'm seeing this. I think the election is next Tuesday. I think it's the same time as New Jersey's. This big one out here for Virginia. If he loses, Mr. McCall, it's going to be a game changer for for what's hopefully to come in 2022. But you see here, they're not. These Democratic governors that are potential governors that are running, they're not using Joe Biden's name. They're keeping it quiet. Just like out in New Jersey, they're keeping these mandates quiet. We're keeping all this tyrannical bullshit. We want to stay away from it now. And then when we get in the seat, we're going to crush the kids. We're going to crush the families. We're going to bring all these immigrants, put all these immigrants in. We're going to destroy the American family and destroy the middle class. But we're going to keep quiet not talk about that until we get in. We're not going to talk about Joe Biden. We're not going to talk about any of that stuff because it's going to really upset people. It's going to get people not to vote for us. So we're going to lie to them and then we're going to crush them and step on their necks once we're in power. Lirinek with the phone. Thank you so much, my friend. You guys see what's happening here. And these are mainstream, mainstream media, corporate media out here pushing this bullshit. And it's a big deal because Virginia, this Loudoun County, has been in the ears and eyes of much of the country based on that. We've been talking about, guys, how that board meeting went where the father came in and he was arrested. He was dragged out. The same father that had a daughter that was raped by a boy that was identifying as a girl, raped his daughter, and then the school did nothing, and then went on a couple months later, the same boy raped another girl, or sexually assaulted another girl. This is all his, this is McAuliffe's area. From the Daily Mail, Loudoun County judge finds boy in a skirt guilty of sexually assaulting female student in girls' bathroom. Victims vindicated, parents demand apology, and kids walk out of their classrooms in protest against the schools. The father wants redemption. His character was smeared. I'd want it too. And this is a walkout of these kids, teachers, staff, saying that the Loudoun County High School, this school district, this school board allows rapists to walk among them. And they are tired of it. They are sick of it. And guys, this is just a tiny little microcosm of the pissed off people, the pissed off patriots, not just patriots, it's people in general, of the woke bullshit in their schools. And these Democrats that want to usher this in and make this standard, they're tired of it. They're done with it. And people are walking out. Kids are walking out. Teachers and staff are walking out. And they're showing up and they're raising their voices and they're saying enough's enough. And at the same time, their leaders, they don't want to mention Biden. They don't want to mention Biden. And the father, he wants redemption. The father of the young girl raped in a Loudoun County school calls the National School Board Association to retract slash apologize for suggesting he was a domestic terrorist. Huge. Clear my name. My daughter got raped by this dude because you guys are letting guys in the girls' bathrooms because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I'd want that too. I want my name cleared. Because I got smeared. He probably got death threats. He probably got attacked, emails, everything, his job, everything threatened. Because these people love to cancel. They're hyenas. They're piranhas. H2O Maven with a can. A reckoning is coming. It is coming. Because think about it. You have all this stuff going on in the schools, fighting against CRT, fighting against all this stuff. And now they're going to be coming for your young children, the elementary schools, to get them jabbed. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Cautious Observer with a cookie. Thank you, my friend. Imagine that, a pandemic so deadly that the cure can wait till after elections and holidays. Nailed it, my friend. Absolutely nailed that one. 100%. 100%. But this school board, this national school board that this father is calling out, states are rallying together now and just terminating their membership. Because the states, they're sick of it. 123 SKG, thanks for the shiggies, my friend. Check this out. This is from Becker News. This was in regards to the letter that was found. The letter from Joe Biden, from Merrick Garland, to the National School Board. The letter came out. They got the sauce for it about how Merrick Garland wanted to call parents domestic terrorists. So you know what the Ohio School Board Association did? They're now ditching the NSABA. They're terminating their membership and affiliation with the National, NSBA is a direct result of the letter sent by you to President Joe Biden late last month. And they said it's because of that letter particularly, they have any more, they don't want no more affiliation with these people. And it wasn't just Ohio, fam. Oh, man. Wasn't just Ohio. And the same day, you have also Missouri. And they wrote a letter here saying, last week, your board of directors met and made a difficult decision to withdraw MSNBA's participation in the National School Boards Association, effective immediately. This decision was not made lightly. The National School Boards Association, through its recent actions, such as its letter to the White House, has demonstrated it does not currently align with MSNBA's guiding principles of local governance, and they are done. They are done because they are clowns. Goodbye. Glenn MS with a cookie. Thank you, my friend. Be careful with your kids. That they don't jab them without your permission is already happening. It is already happening, my friend. It's happening all over the place. These schools are going to be coming into, turning into places where they're going to try to coerce these kids. You don't need your parents' permission for this. You're helping. You're saving little Johnny. You're saving little Susie next to you, your best friends. You need the jab. It's going to be good for you. You're going to be okay. Get your kids out of these public schools. Make a plan and keep them out. It's going to get pretty gross. And I couldn't even imagine if one of my boys came home and told me that they got jabbed or some bullshit without permission, without anything. Oh no. One second, guys. I had a video here that it's not in my lineup here. I don't know. Oh, here. Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to play this video because it's lining up, ladies and gentlemen. I told you, you got the bloodletting of the Democratic Party. You got McAuliffe here, who his one of the schools is in the main crosshairs of this woke bullshit. Won't mention Joe Biden. What is the media doing? The media is panicking. And they're saying things like this.
Republicans have done it. What?
I'm going to pull this video up. I'm just going to play it right from my Telegram here.
Republicans have done it once. They are
check this out.
Building all of the pressure within their base to believe that there is a completely illegitimate United States government in power. And you, when you can convince people, especially, you know, people like Madison Cawthorn, thinking that you have to go in and resolve these issues with the Second Amendment, and with this bizarre belief in what they think the Constitution says, because the Constitution doesn't say anything about what they did other than sedition, then you have the basis of where you could have broad-based political violence. But they fully intend to take back power. And when they do, they will not relinquish it. We just saw it in Sudan. They're on their Twitter feeds right now wondering why we can't do in the United States what happened in Sudan. Yes.
So, you see how they're projecting. Once those terrorists have power, they will never relinquish it. Our country's done for. You see the projection, right? And then you see comparisons of the Sudan. And what is he talking about? Sudan had some problems. As you can see here, there's a quick video. There was a coup going on. This is just a quick snapshot of it. Not really important to the show today. But just to give you guys some context of what he's talking there. These terrorists, they're foaming at the mouth. They're all cheering on what's going on in Sudan. No one's cheering on what's going on in Sudan. It was a newsworthy topic to talk about the last couple of days. But this is where it's just funny calling out their projection and seeing their projection of exactly what they are trying to project themselves, what they are themselves. Once they are holding on to this medical tyranny that they have, the COVID lockdowns, all of it, they're not going to want to ever let it go again. And we can see it. We can see it with Phil Murphy. He's already talking about what's based in science with Phil Murphy saying, oh, we can delay. We can keep delaying the talk about, statewide vaccines, but we can't talk about till after the election. We got to delay that shit because we were all about saving lives. Scam artist Jay Quee Blue with a cookie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I absolutely appreciate that. But there is going to be a pushback, fam. The MAGA movement, this movement of patriots, it's not going anywhere. From the Gateway Pundit, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey directs agencies to resist Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate altogether. You're going to have pushback from states. Get into states that are going to support your values, this culture that you want to preserve. This is out of Alabama. Shout out to the governor for coming out and saying, completely disregard Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. This is what we're saying. He can't do it. He can't enforce it. The only ones they're going to are the ones that are going to completely bypass the Constitution and just say, oh, we believe Joe Biden's words. We believe words. Words are law. Mandates are law. And this is how we're going to carry our business. And we're going to make our citizens suffer that live under our borders in these states. That's what's happening. That's what they're going to try to do. But there is a mounting movement that I can see. This information war is going to be kicked into high gear again. We've kind of been on a downward slope here ever since the inauguration of Joe Biden. Things have gotten a little bit quieter, and we had the audits of Arizona that kind of quieted down. I got big Durham news I'm going to show you guys, but right before we get into that, I want to show you what Trump said today about his platform, because the information war is gearing up. It's ramping up, and we're going to be at the forefront of it. All of us are. I want you to read what he a statement that he put out about his platform today. He said, the new age of censorship is a disaster. I'm reading right here. For our country, things were far better in the days when we had our debates fiercely and openly, and then we can move forward together as Americans with both sides knowing that their voice and their arguments had been heard. The more I looked into this problem, the more I realized that to restore free speech, a major new platform would have to enter the market with an ironclad commitment to protecting vigorous debate from all sides. But since it is both hard and expensive to build a new platform totally independent of big tech's infrastructure, that's what I wanted to see from my man Trump. This line right here, totally independent of big tech's infrastructure, it would have to be an extremely well-funded multi-year undertaking. In addition, such a platform would need the ability to rapidly attract millions of users, welcoming not only Republicans to join, but independents and Democrats as well. I was worried because most of these conservative platforms, besides Gab, ours, and a couple of others, they're not completely independent of big tech of the big tech infrastructure. Trump knows, and he said this was a multi-year thing. This was already something he was planning on doing, apparently, for a long time and has been working on now for a while. And it's going to be completely independent of big tech's infrastructure. I'm all about it. I am all about that platform now if that's truly the case. But this is why I'm saying it's going. This information war is going to get ramped up. It's going to get super ramped up. Why do I know this? This came out today from Disclosed.tv. Billionaire investors such as George Soros and Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, they're launching, quote, Good Information Incorporated, a new group to police the internet and tackle the, quote, disinformation crisis. You have George Soros and the founder of LinkedIn. They're going to become a new police group of all content on the internet for a disinformation crisis. They're going to be coming after platforms. They're going to be fact-checking now. I can guarantee you they're gearing this up in response to Trump's Truth platform. And not just them. It's also Rumble. Could be ours, too. Out on Foxhole, they see the threat that these platforms are. They told us to go make our own platforms. So our friends, myself, all of us, and a bunch of other people decided we're going to build our own. And that's exactly what's going down, gearing up for what's going to be coming next year. And it's really nuts. It's really not nuts in a way, but kind of anticipated. But Trump coming out with this Truth platform, it's got the Democrats, it's got their panties in a bunch. But this is why I want to let you guys know, Trump has a plan. He has a plan. Keep your hope in check, but he has a plan. Whether it's going to go through or not, it's going to be successful or not, that's still to be determined. But we're all going to be walking through this darkness together. But I want you guys to see this article from Zero Hedge. This is about Trump, the richest he's ever been. Trump's set to gain billions in net worth on moonshot SPAC. Former President Donald Trump's new media enterprise, Trump Media and Technology Group, is already worth an implied $8.2 billion. Following last week's buying frenzy, following the announcement of its special purpose acquisition company, Digital World Acquisition, shares in DWAC has been hovering around $9 before Wednesday's announcement, before it rose to $52 Thursday, and then closing at $45.50. An incredible half a billion shares changed hands during regular market hours. The momentum continued on Friday despite five halts. The stock boys, these suckling commie pieces of shit on Wall Street, these soy boys, halted at five different times as the stock opened at $118. Look at that skyrocket, and they've been halting. And I know it's been halting because I've been looking at it too. I have friends that are buying it. They're pissed off because this shit keeps getting stopped. They keep putting caps on it. They're fucking with it. This is just like what they do with the GameStop stock that happened in the beginning of this year. But the thing is, this is just bolstering Trump's war chest. And not just making him rich, he's going to be reinvesting this money into this movement. This is going to help pay to get the candidates he's endorsing. And also, I'm sure, a re-election campaign for himself at some point. But he knows what he's doing. And supposedly, This is what I've heard. This is rumors that I've heard. This platform is going to be coming out the week after the Super Bowl. So that's early February. I don't know. I haven't paid to any midterm elections before because when I jumped in this movement, I think the midterms had just been over. I was focused just on Trump and everything going on. I don't know exactly when midterm elections are held. I don't know if it's next November. I don't know when. But next February, supposedly the week after the Super Bowl, Trump is bringing this platform to fruition, releasing it. It's going to be very interesting to see how this turns out. Let's see here. Atlas with a cookie. Thanks, Scott. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. And BMW 2003, the can, and Super Carry, and also with a cookie. Thanks for the heart flower emoji and peace sign. Appreciate that. And also, yes, you guys rock. And again, thanks for the can. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless. Thank you so much. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts watching all this play out with you guys. Now, I know I told you I was not going to, we're going to get into the germ stuff right now. I told you guys I was not going to be getting into the story with Fauci and the sandflies and the puppies because it's awful. I talked a little bit on Saturday. I saw these memes going around of this was Grand Ole Memes saying, come and take it with the beagle puppy, with Trump holding the beagle puppy. It's absolutely adorable. And we're not going to get into it. Fauci is a disgusting piece of shit. I just saw some of these memes of him with Cruella DeVille. That's Cruella DeVille with the beagle puppies. And you got to imagine. You got to imagine I saw this. This is absolutely terrible. Check this out. Absolutely terrible. Fauci is a sick motherfucker. He's really sick.
Breaking news now.
Beyond sick. And who would have known? Who would have known? You know what? This is going to lead perfectly into the Durham stuff right here, right now. And I know you guys, this is what you mainly came for. And this is the good stuff. This is the main meat and potatoes of the show right here. Because this is going to put a full stop into the crowd that says nothing's happening, nothing's going to happen. Well, today was a pretty damn good indication that Durham is on the hunt. And right now, a lot of people consider these lawyers like Sussman as lower level. They're not the big names that we want. In a sense, I guess that is true. We want like the Comeys, we want Obama, we want the Clappers, we want Brennans. We want all those traitors to be locked up. No doubt about it. And I think Durham is on his way going up there and maybe even the Clintons. We shall see. But I'm going to show you guys the sauce that I have for the news that broke today. Because it's pretty on point. My whole point about the puppies with Fauci. Democrats and Republicans now are unified. A lot of them now are unified against Dr. Fauci over puppies. Not the thousands and thousands of people that have died already. Puppies. And now they want this guy to burn at the stake. I guess I'll take the win. But I wonder what would happen if some solid sauce and huge news came out about these Democrats, and not just Democrats, Republicans, all politicians that have trafficked children, made child sex slaves, all the crazy shit. I wonder if that would also unify the country as well. And maybe Durham at some point will be a piece of that. But until we get to that point, I want you guys to see this. Check out this news clip from Fox News. This was very interesting and where the crazy shit starts to happen. Here we go.
Breaking news now that we want to get to, and we're just learning about this, so more details to come, no doubt. Special Counsel John Durham, now a year into his investigation, says he's not done with his work. He is now going deeper into the origins of the Democrat-fueled Russia investigation against President Trump. Durham is about to question Michael Sussman. Now, remember, that's the attorney who was connected to the Hillary Clinton campaign, lied to the FBI, did not disclose the fact that he was connected with Clinton's campaign, Michael Sussman, and a new witness, James Baker. And so if this comes to fruition, as we learn more about the John Durham going deeper into investigation now, we can tell you it's been more than a year since he was appointed by the former AG, Bill Barr. We'll keep you posted on what, if anything, this turns up.
So,
That was some breaking news today. Talking about Durham was going to be having a... he had a special witness that we didn't know who it was going to be. And it turned out to be James Baker. But the reason why this is important, I want to bring you guys to an article from February 7th of 2018 from NBC News. Obama wants to know everything we're doing. Remember, James Baker was the man that Sussman would have handed off the documents to. He was the general counsel for the FBI at that time. So Sussman going up the chain of command, giving his fake intelligence, the dossier, and his you need to go look into Trump and his family. This that source of where Sussman would have brought those things goes right to Baker. Remember that. A news report released Wednesday by a prominent Republican senator suggests the text messages between an FBI lawyer and an FBI agent who was once part of Robert Mueller's special counsel team show that then-President Barack Obama was keeping tabs on the agency's investigation into the Hillary Clinton email scandal. The report by the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, Senator Ron Johnson, focuses on the FBI's investigation into the scandal and includes 384 pages between texts between Peter Strzok, one of the top FBI agents, who was assigned to the Mueller investigation, Lisa Page. Johnson suggests in the report that one particular set of texts between Strzok and Page, who were romantically involved, revealed that the two had been tasked with preparing talking points for then-FBI Director James Comey because Obama apparently wanted to be kept abreast of the case. In September 2nd, 2016, the text exchange, Page writes that she was preparing the talking points because POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. POTUS is an acronym for President of the United States, which was Obama at that time. Obama wanted to keep tabs on everything that was going on. You don't think Durham knows that? He knows that. And it's talking about an FBI lawyer. Now, I'm going to show you guys something that I remember from the cue boards. I have not put a cue post on this show in a long time. But when I was getting into all this, it triggered this post that I remembered. Was able to find it because James Baker was the first one to get out of the train that Durham is, and he went to John Durham, and he's going to be testifying against Sussman. There's no other way, and I want you guys to see this. This was a cue drop from September 11th of 2018, Panic in D.C. James Baker testifying against Comey. Very short and simple. And very relevant to today.
Yeah.
Very relevant to today. And this was being discussed today on Fox News. Also with Jim Jordan here. Check this out because this is all very important, fam. Listen in.
Yeah.
In the past month or so, today word that they also want to speak to James Baker, the White House attorney, on this. So tell me a little bit about what the significance is that Michael Sussman, who apparently spoke to the FBI General Counsel, I should say, about whether or not this Trump server, yep. He said, oh, it's connected to a Russian bank, and I'm just a completely, free citizen. I'm not affiliated with anybody. I just think the FBI ought to know about this. That turned out to not be the case because he was linked to the Clinton campaign. So what's the significance about Baker here?
Well, just remember the key facts. The dossier was the Clinton campaign paying Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion, who hired Christopher Steele to create this fake dossier. Michael Sussman said, I'm going to forget all the middleman. He just worked for Perkins Coie. He forgot all the middle. He went straight to the FBI and handed false information to the FBI. And who was that person? Jim Baker. Not just anyone at the FBI, but the chief counsel. So, of course, it makes logical sense that Durham would want to talk to the guy who received the information from Sussman when Sussman was lying to him and giving him false information. So I think that's entirely appropriate. I think that's exactly what should happen. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I think this is a pretty important step that the Durham investigation is taking.
Guys, this brings him to Baker. And the thing is, Baker don't want to go down. He was one of the first ones that went to Durham a while ago. And I'm telling you, I brought up that cue drop because they were talking about that back in September of 2018. And did he throw Comey under the bus already? I think so. I really think so. And just to give you guys a fun fact here, the lawyer where the Anthony Weiner laptop scandal went to, that went into the black hole, guess who was a big part of that? That was General FBI General Counsel, also James Baker, burying this from Judicial Watch. FBI General Counsel talked to Hillary Clinton's lawyer about Comey's letter on Wiener laptop, Clinton emails, burying the emails that we know had abuses against children. This is why I'm saying, fam, this is all connected. I'm wondering if the FBI General Counsel, James Baker, at that time went to Durham with everything. So listen, I don't want to get nailed to the wall. This is Hillary Clinton emails. This was in the emails. This is what we talked about with James Comey. This is what James Comey said. This is what he did. I really believe he's thrown on the bus and Durham is making moves at this point. I really believe that. So that was one aspect of this today. It's going to be really, really interesting to see where this goes, because Sussman, there was a hearing today. It was a digital hearing today. And Sussman said before the hearing that he was going to carry this, go as far as he could with it. But wants to hurry up because he's got no job right now and really needs to work to continue to pay his bills and whatnot. Sounds to me like this man's going to be caving in under the pressure of what Durham's going to bring. Now, the other big piece of this with the Durham today and the Hillary Clinton campaign, guys, it's all coming together. And I saw someone write in the chat over on Fox, so this is the slowest ripping Band-Aid ever. It is. It really is. But guess what? This is also the biggest conspiracy against the United States of America in our entire history. This has to be done right. This has to be done right. But I want you guys to go. I've been following these guys on Twitter for a long time, and I didn't know when they were going to become relevant again, but they did today for sure. The Financial Bounty Hunters, USA. These are two guys, investigators that investigate tax fraud. They investigate a bunch of things. But these guys did this on their own dime and started to dig into the Clinton Foundation. And they have everything as far as what their expenses, their taxes, all this shit. I want you guys to read this tweet. Following question was posed on separate thread. Quote, have you seen anything that would suggest that Durham has interviewed the Clinton Foundation whistleblowers? And they responded without going into details. Answer is yes. Clinton Foundation whistleblowers Doyle, Moynihan versus IRS, U.S. Tax Court. Now, why is this some pretty damn big news? You guys know how, you guys know Al Capone ended up going down for taxes? Do you know that's how he ended up getting ultimately taken down? One of the biggest gangsters ever? Do you guys realize that? But I want you guys to see here, I'm going to show you the video of these guys talking about what they found back in 2018. 2018 keeps coming up lately. 2018 also with a Q drop. 2018 also with the, when this interview was done. It's very strange. I think all this stuff that was going on in the scenes that none of us knew was going on is starting to poke its head out now and showing where Durham's really going with this. Check out this from Murray on Twitter. John Durham has interviewed the Clinton Foundation whistleblowers who have testified before Congress and blew the whistle on multiple decades of malfeasance, corruption, tax evasion, and more. They have all the evidence in detailed chronological order. Clinton Foundation whistleblowers Doyle, Moynihan, and versus IRS. Tax evasion was used to take out Al Capone. When will that happen to the Clintons? Is that going to happen to the Clintons? Are these people truly untouchable? And by the way, it's Hillary Clinton's birthday. Didn't realize that. But I want you guys to see the two guys that I'm talking about are right here, and I'm going to play a clip. This is from 2018. This whole clip was about an hour and a half long. Check this out. And remember, these guys confirmed that Durham interviewed them about what they had. Remember that. Check this out.
Of the donors gave 80% of the money, so we followed the money.
We further went and looked at consent decrees that were issued against the foundation by various states. We reviewed the responses from all the states in which they operated to specific questions about violations, consent decrees, or penalties that they may have paid to those states. We did an analysis of that. The results are quite shocking.
In addition to that, we sourced contracts, MOUs, and interaction with foreign governments, including email exchanges between senior foundation executives and government officials. Additionally, we did a review of all their foreign offices, and we drew a spread map, a spreadsheet, comparing the Clinton Foundation with the Global Fund and PEPFAR. The results were stark.
Our conclusions, in the interest of time, are this. Foreign agent. The foundation began acting as an agent of foreign governments early in its life and has continued doing so throughout its existence. As such, the foundation should have registered under FIRA. Ultimately, the foundation and its auditors acknowledged this fact and conceded in formal submissions that it did operate as an agent. Therefore, the foundation is not entitled to 501c3 tax exemption privileges as outlined.
They have all the goods from their taxes, their expenses, how they were supposed to register with FARA, however you say it. And they gave Durham everything. That's big. And they confirmed themselves that they did an interview with Durham. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's see, Luan V with a cookie. Thank you. This shit is getting real. Reggie V also with a can coming in hot. Thank you. FWD Champ says, dude, Q post 4153 makes a lot more sense with what's going on with Durham. I'll definitely check that out, man. And Sean Joe also with a cookie. Yeah, I see you know. I knew you guys see Tom fit in the back or Tom in the background there. It's going down. It's going down. And this article, I remember hearing about these guys. These guys were, I tried to get them on the show a while ago, but they were working like crazy. And a lot of this stuff, they get into the nitty gritty stuff, it just goes over your head. But when it comes to the tax world, they have all the goods, and they interview with Durham, and I'm sure they gave everything that they had on them over to Durham, which also, again, means he's on the Clintons. The door is open. The no nothing is happening narrative is bullshit. This is from the BL.com. Clinton Foundation charged with evading up to $2.5 billion in taxes. The thing is, fam, for these people to go down, And what just happened here? My thing just crashed. Are we live? Oh, for fuck's sake.